All right, Marty Lurie here with Phil Nevin. I always look forward to talking some baseball with Phil. As we get, boy, you get down here the last couple of weeks of the season, just as a player, we tell people, and I tell people, heck, I've been doing this thing since I saw you at FanFest in the beginning of February. It does get tiring mentally, doesn't it?
I really can. You know, it's certainly a long year, and, you know, we've been through a heck of a lot this year. As far as downs, you talk about ups and downs, we've had some downs, and that tends to wear on you, certainly, but we still go out here every day, get our work in, try to get everybody better, and win a baseball game. We know we can still have an impact on what this season is, not only for us going forward, but, you know, the teams we're playing. You know, Diamondbacks tonight, we just got done with the Dodgers. We're going to see the Dodgers again and these guys again next week. So, you know, these games are important. They certainly are. Colorado coming in on the weekend. So it all of them are important for baseball, but obviously for us too.
All right. Phil Nevin, our philosopher, is with us. Phil, you've managed a lot in the minor leagues. And, of course, you reminded me of that last week when we talked a little bit about the Tigers and how many years you had done that. Minor league season ends on Labor Day. What do you kind of do after that?
Well, I mean, then I would go up as the AAA manager. I would go up to the major league teams as Brundy. Brundage is here up with us from Sacramento for the rest of the season. Just kind of another set of eyes and something for the man. You know, you got a lot of your call-ups here. A lot of those guys had been in the minor leagues and you'd seen them. So, you know, Boach has got this big long roster now for September. He's got another soundboard with Brundy and, hey, you know, what's this guy like in this situation, so to speak. And so it's nice having that. But, you know, the rest of the staff and the players, it's off-season. And they're home and enjoying their families, I'm sure, and start thinking about next year.
Well, the Indians have a record winning streak, and I watched some of the game, number 22 on TV, and I'll tell you, and you've been through a lot of big moments in baseball. That was pretty good, 22 in a row. Well, what's your take on it?
It's amazing. Obviously, I've never been a part of that many. You know, you have some nice streaks going, and you feel good about it, but, wow, 22 in a row is pretty impressive. I remember when Oakland went through their run, you know, with the whole Moneyball deal and made the movie about it. You know, that was pretty fun to watch and see. But what Cleveland's doing is pretty amazing. It really is. And what Terry's done with that club. And, you know, it's a fun team to watch. You know, we saw them while they were here. They're athletic. They can pitch. They got bullpen. They play a lot of defense. They hit. You know, all around, a pretty darn good team and got on a little run and just haven't looked back.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. When they were out here to play Oakland and San Francisco, they were awful. I think they lost 6 out of 7. And after that, they started playing again, which brings me to the next question. That is, playing down the stretch, you get into September. If I ask you, what's the key to September baseball, what would you say?
Well, it's the consistency still. You know, you talk about not getting too high and too low throughout the season. Well, you know, you get down, you're a couple games up, you're a couple games back, and you can't let one game affect the rest of your week, you know, because you're not going to win them all, as we know, unless you're Cleveland. But, you know, you lose one game, and you're kind of standing, scoreboard watching, and the club behind you, they win, and all of a sudden it's three games, or it's two games, and you let that weigh on you through the night. Those are the guys that, you know, they tend to tense up a little bit. But, you know, you got to just keep playing baseball the same as you had all year, and there's a reason why you're in those positions. Unfortunately, we're not right now, but there's reasons why you're in that position this late in the season. After 140-some-odd games, if you're in contention, you know you're one of the best teams in baseball, and you just keep playing that way.
You know, as I say, you're a number one draft pick, a tremendous play out of Cal State Fullerton. How much teaching did you need when you got to the big leagues? And I want to bring it in this situation because you see younger guys coming up all the time now. Looks like they talk about, well, we got to teach in the big leagues. Did you need that when you got to the big leagues?
Oh, absolutely. Every player does. I mean, I think if anybody comes to the park thinking they've got everything learned and they're quickly, what did I need? What area? You know, I think it's just there's different experiences in this game every single day. And, you know, and I took that approach. I learned that from my high school and college coaches. And, you know, you always come to the park to learn something new every day. And I took that approach until the last day I played. I still do it as a coach. You know, there's always certain things that come up. There's certain situations. There's players. You know, you're dealing with game situations, personality situations that, you know, you're going to learn from every single day. And I think if each of the successful players are never satisfied, they're always looking to work harder and get better, you know, throughout their entire career. And it's what makes champions.
Well, this is your first season as a third base coach for the Giants. And now as we reflect back on it, as I said, you and I talked, heck, February 5th, I think we talked at FanFest, and we talked about what was ahead for you as we sit here now with only a couple of weeks to go. How do you reflect on this season for yourself as third base coach?
It's been exciting. It's been a great experience. Throughout your years in baseball, the relationships are what's most important. And I think I created many, many good relationships with the players and the staff that's here. Learned a lot coaching third. You know, like I said, there's certain situations that come up that, nothing's the same in this game. It's why we love it. I think if you ask any coaching member of this coaching staff, we all just wish we won more games. We all just wish we were better. And so you're always thinking every day, how could I have been better? Unfortunately, we're in the position we're in, and we learn from this, and it will make us that much better next year.
There's a lot of reflection in baseball. For fans who don't know it, at the end of the year, there's all sorts of meetings and evaluations and getting ready for next year. So I love third base coaching. I've talked to you a lot about the devil's corner in left field and all the stuff, which way is the center fielder leaning, and is he right-handed, left-handed, has the grass high or low. What do you think is the biggest thing you've learned this year being in the big leagues coaching third? Because you certainly have done it a lot in the minor leagues.
You learn your players, you learn their tendencies, their speed, the different spots on when to send. You're learning every outfield arm. A couple times we've had infielders playing outfield and you had no idea their arm, and they come up and make an unbelievable throw. It's just each day. It's each day a new experience out there. The more time you're out there, the better you feel. Never say you completely got things figured out at all, but always looking to get better, without a doubt. But mostly it's just learning the players and their tendencies.
Yeah, no, you're right, because we all know the game situations when the pitcher's coming up and all that, but it depends on the ball and where it is and the fielder and all the things that go with it. I think that's what makes third base coaching a lot of fun, because you get that challenge. Every play is different when you're a third base coach. I think that's one of the, other than the manager, I've always told you that. Third base coach has the toughest job in baseball. All right, it's football season. And football season always brings a lot of baseball players back into the focus of what they did as football players. Someone told me you were a heck of a football player.
Well, you used player loosely, okay? I was a kicker and a punter in college, but I did all right doing it. But no, they say I played football, sure, but I was the kicker and the punter. So we go, I don't know if that's playing.
Well, you must have blocked somebody or tackled somebody, I guess.
I played at Cal State Fullerton. I had to make a lot of tackles. We go into those big schools and for the money grab, and go down to Georgia and Auburn and Mississippi State a couple of times. I had to unfortunately make a few more tackles than a normal punter or kickoff guy would do.
So. All right. Well, your face still looks normal. In the old days, let me tell you something, even the kickers without the face mask, they looked a lot different.
Well, yeah, I did, the funnest part of playing college football for me, obviously I loved the games on Saturdays and what my job was, but practices throughout the week, because I ran the scouts. I played quarterback in high school, so I ran the scout team, offense, and I had a blast all week. I get to go play. And I had a red jersey on, so nobody could hit me either, so that was probably the best part. But just going back and, just slinging the ball around and making throws and just playing football like I did in high school, like we all did, I got to do it through college. I kind of miss, the practices the most, because I got to do those things. It was a lot of fun.
Tell me about your high school career. We don't know that much about it, at least I don't, of being a football player and baseball player in high school.
I was, yeah. I don't think that was that uncommon back then. A lot of guys played two sports, but I did. I played football, baseball, really enjoyed it. Still keep in touch with a lot of from my high, old high school football coach, was here about a month ago. Actually, and a couple of my teammates were here that live up in the Bay Area from Southern California, where we grew up. And a nice little reunion amongst a few of us. And then my high school baseball coach, still keeping great contact with him. My college baseball coach, Augie Garrido. In fact, he was here this past weekend. Taking in a few games, and he was actually coaching San Luis Obispo, so my crew co-pitched for him there, and they got to reconnect a little bit. So, you know, like I said earlier, baseball is, a lot of it is about, you know, the relationships you make over the years, and certainly making a lot of new ones here with the Giants.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed Augie. I've had him on the show before. I'm sorry I missed him this year. He goes back with Lasorda and all those guys. He's always talking about them. Oh, Augie Garrido. Okay. All right, let's take football just a little bit further. A big kick for you? A big moment in football that you sort of can relate?
Well, I didn't have any. We never had any. My 3 years I was there, I never had to make the only last second field goal I had to make. We were playing San Diego State, one of our first games my freshman year, and it was to tie the game. Back then there was just ties, no overtime, and it was like a 40-yard field goal. I kicked it as the buzzer was sounding, and we tied San Diego State, which for us that's a good win. A good tie is like a win for where our school was at the time. Marshall Faulk, Dan McGuire were there. 42-42 final, and it was a big game for us, but we got a lot of heat from San Diego for going for the tie instead of taking a win there. So.
Now, were you a straight-on kicker or soccer style?
No, I played soccer all through my youth years, and that's how I learned to kick. And I got to high school and no one else could kick the football, so I did it my freshman year and ended up being all right at it. And that was actually where I went to college on a scholarship for football. So.
Now, I didn't know that. See, this is why I like doing these shows. I never would have known that. You went on a football scholarship to Fullerton?
I did. I actually originally accepted a scholarship to USC, and then through rules stuff they had there, they were going to switch me to a baseball scholarship, but I wasn't going to be able to play football my first year. I would have had to go my sophomore year, and I had a decent idea that I probably wasn't going to be all 4 years, and I wanted to play as a freshman, so my next-door neighbor was the head football coach at Fullerton. They had recruited me, and when things didn't go work out at USC, I was able to, they were able to, however they do it, take away let me have my release from the scholarship, and then I played for Fullerton for 3 years.
So. So the guy says he played for Fullerton for 3 years. Is that because of the number one pick in the draft? Come on, how about that?
I mean, what do they say? The front office stupidity is a beautiful thing, right? And all you need to do is fool one guy, and apparently I did that. But I'm proud of the career I had, I said it then. I think when I was drafted, someday you'll look back and say, I was the number one pick that year. And I don't say it much, but it's kind of cool. I mean, when my son was drafted this year, and everyone talked about him being a first rounder, I had to let him know I was a little one up on him. You were late in the first round. I was the first one, pal.
I love it. Good to hear all these things about you. How did your son do this year? Now at the Rockies, if I'm not mistaken, the farm system.
Yeah, he did very well. He battled an injury early in the season. He played really equivalent to half a year there in Asheville, North Carolina, and did very well. Hit over 300. If you play it out over a full season, like I said, he played half the season, hit 9 home runs, drove in 45 or so, and scored 50. And you equate that over a whole year, and he's close to 20, close to 100 in both categories, and still hit over 300. Oh, very proud of him. He came back from that injury. It's tough to come back in the middle of a year, especially as a young player. But, 20 years old and handling yourself in A-ball amongst a lot of college guys, he did very well.
All right, so are you one of the dads that calls up and says, I want to see the video or anything like that?
No, I just, when I get a chance to see him play on video, I watch it. We certainly talk. I've seen him around for, he'll play for a long, long time, and he'll ask me advice on hitting, but he's got his own hitting coach. He's a really good hitting coach in his own right. You know, he knows things he does, but I got to see one game this year before we played the Nationals. We had an off day on the East Coast, and I got to go to North Carolina and see him play. So I've seen my son one day all season. He's coming here tomorrow to spend the weekend with me. We're going to play golf on Monday down in Monterey, so it'll be a special few days with him. So.
Ah, I love it. Very good. I enjoy these conversations. You know, you get to this part of the year, you want to find out what's going on, really, because it's a long, long season. I don't know how to explain it anymore. Yeah. There's nothing like a baseball season. We'll wrap it up with that, right?
That's good. You're right, Marty. You feel like it gets long sometimes, and this time of year, and you know, you start thinking about being home, and yeah, it's not too long after you're home where you're starting to think about the next season and getting back out with your buddies. But certainly that's just this life we live, and it's yeah, been like that for a long time. And you know, for me, I never am looking forward to the end. It's kind of almost a sad day for you, because I'm always liking being out here and amongst the guys, and you know, being out on the road and being able to hang out with them and be part of a team.
So. No, I agree with you, Phil. Thanks so much, the philosopher. A pleasure talking with you. We got one more before the San Diego series, the last series of the year. Thanks,
Phil.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.